Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, who will be behind the microphone when we head to Jaisalmer, India? It is time for Around the World with possibly Gurdar or Arjun Singh. From Jaisalmer, India, ladies and gentlemen, let's open up the microphone and find out. Good morning, contestant. Step in and sign in, please.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Arjun.
Hello.
Thank you. Yep.
Your son did a great job again last week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He went to an extra class for mathematics. Actually, we have a good teacher here who teaches mathematics, so he didn't get a good mark. So at right at 4:30 to 6:30, he always goes there to get some lessons from that mathematics teachers to prepare well, because he has now 10th grade and it's a board examination, so he wants to get some good marks. So now he's very serious, and he especially told me for that he needs some help or some assistance for the mathematics. So I tried to find out, and finally I found one teacher here who teaches mathematics, and now he goes after school. He comes back from school at 1:30, and then he stays at the home for a couple of hours, and then he goes to the for extra classes for the mathematics there. But it's really, the thing is that it's hot. It's getting hot in Jaisalmer right now.
Well, I give him a lot of credit, because all my life I had trouble with mathematics, then algebra and geometry, and I never went for extra help. I managed to struggle through, and so that's very good that he's gone through for extra help, because in today's world, you need that subject. It's an important subject.
Of course. And when first day when he went there, I was with him, and he actually didn't like it, because all his friends who thinks that he is very good at all the subjects, and then when they saw him there in the street there waiting for the teacher, and everybody was his friends asking him that, why are you here? And he said that I'm going to get some extra classes here. And so all the friends, he didn't like it. He came back, and I could see some tears rolling down from his eyes, because he said, you know, my friends, they told me this and that. I said, don't care about that, because you have to work hard. That's why you can get good marks in your matric examination. So don't think about it. That, and he has a T-shirt, and especially on that day, it's fortunately it was written on his T-shirt, I don't care. So I told him, show it to your friends that I don't care. What do they think? So do what you really need. So I'm sure he's very serious for that.
Well, that's good. And he was a little surprised that it didn't go as well, I think, as he thought. But what?
Yes.
Was,
yeah.
Not
actually he got his fourth position in the class, and he was on the top position for last 8 years. And this year in the ninth, when he got the fourth position, even the students who got first, second, or third position, they just got two or three marks extra than him. But the thing is that he lost his positions, and he didn't like it. So he just promised to himself and to all of us that he wants to get his position back, and this is the last year, because after 10th there is no any class in the school where he reads right now, the St. Paul schools. It's only till the 10th grade, so he needs to go somewhere else, and he is sure that he will not get his friends back. There are about 60 students in his class, so he wants to prove himself again among his friends that yes, he was the best. So that's why he's doing his best for that.
Well, he is competitive, and that's a natural thing. So
but the thing is that it's the Sedo needs a Sedo here in Jaisalmer. Actually, now you can see the real Jaisalmer. If you just go in the market there, the same Jaisalmer back. No tourists, no crowd there. It looks like a dream that you have been to a crowded city for 3 to 4 months, and then you again came back to that old town, the Jaisalmer one. So no restaurants, no hotels, no tourists, nothing is there. The one new thing which I really noticed yesterday when I was with the Girdar and I was in the market, I saw many stalls, new stalls. They were just selling that sugar cane kind of a juice, which is I think it's quite cheap. You can't you don't have to spend so much money. Like in a $1, you can buy about 6 glasses of sugar cane. So that's why everywhere I saw, in each and every corner in the market there, the people were selling the glasses of sugar canes. So it's getting very warm here in Jaisalmer. Temperature is about 105 or 6 degree Fahrenheit right now, and it's going to be 110 or 12 tomorrow. So it's getting warm here. When I went to the village, I saw for the teaching, thank God I have a the car now. So I feel very comfortable when I go to the school. The thing is that what I really need now is that I need that artificial tear ready in my pocket every time, because after every couple of hours, I need that. My eyes gets very dry, and so I need that. But the thing is that you can see in the village there, when I was in the way there, many animals looking only for a shadow, because you can't see a tree in the way there. So you always pray that wish you could have see a tree, and you can just go and sit under a shadow for a couple of hours, and then you can rest. So this is a big challenge right now. And I think the problem of the heat is just because we don't have trees and plants in this area.
I can't, yeah, that makes sense. And so you can't use the car?
Yes, I can. So I went to the school by the car, and I come back by, so it's just like a car pulling. Some of other teachers, they just share with it. So now my journey is quite comfortable. The thing is that I don't use air conditions, because if you use that air conditions in the car, then the speed is too slow, and we have some bumpy roads there. So I just don't use it. I open the glasses, and I can get the, even though the weather is hot and air is hot, but the thing is that you are just in a car, and it takes about 40 to 45 minutes, and you can reach to the school and come back by the school. So the journey this time is quite good for me, and as you know I have that bulging disc problem, so I really needed it and I got it. So thank you very much. It's very comfortable journey for me to go to the school now. Otherwise, every night when I was sleeping, and I was thinking about the next day, that how to go to the school, because it's going to be tough for me with that bulged disc.
Right.
But now everything is fine, and thank God that I have that artificial tear in my pocket every time I use it after a couple of hours, because as the temperature just increases 110, 115, you need that really, because it gets warm, it gets dry, and sometimes it's even the people here in the street I saw in the morning when I came back from the school in the morning, the people, they had parked their bikes and motorcycles and scooters under the shadow there, and people fight for that, because you don't have that in the afternoon. You need to just park your car or your motorbike or your scooter under a shadow, and in the streets in Jaisalmer you can't find it. So people start fighting for that I want to park my car here, and someone says, no, this is my place. And so the parking is a problem here, because if you park your car somewhere else where there is no shadow, you can't just drive it. It's just like an oven. It's very hot.
It's absolutely never a dull moment. And we're going to hear more about this next week, I hope. And good luck with your eyes. I was just thinking that the windshield for the car should help your eyes. But I forgot about your back.
All right, Arjun, have a good week. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Take care. Thank you.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh, live from Jaisalmer, India, this morning.